Well, it's just a round thing shop. We have a great long pole in the middle, and you just pack that hay all around.
Okay, the place where you keep cows?
In the shed.
Okay, and what about horses?
They stay in a stock barn at one at a time.
Okay, did you ever have any special place where you'd milk the cows outside?
Yeah, out in the lot.
Okay, was that, did that go around the barn or what?
Yeah, I always stay around close to the barn.
Okay, where'd you keep hogs and pigs?
In a pen, out on the farm.
What kind of pen?
Some of them's wooden, some's made out of wire.
Where did you used to keep milk and butter before you had refrigerators?
In a spring or in a cellar, something like that.
What was the cellar like?
Well, you dig down a great square hole down in the ground and where it'd be cool, you know, and then had it covered and set your milk and stuff down in there to stay cool.
Okay. What would you call it? A place where, a farm where they have a lot of these milk cows?
Dairy.
Okay. And what would you call the place around the barn where you let the animals walk around?
The lot.
Okay. And where would you let them out to graze?
Out in the pastures.
Okay. Do you know anything about raising cotton? Or the work?
No, I don't know about raising cotton. I can't tell you about that.
Nobody had that around here? Okay, say if you grew, corn would grow in a...
Grows in a field.
Okay. What about something smaller than a field?
I don't know.
I say you grew some tobacco, but just an acre or so.
Yeah, well, that's just tobacco lot.
Okay. Would you ever talk about a patch?
Patch?
Uh-huh.
Patch on clothes? What do you mean?
Or patch on that land, like a pea patch or a tobacco
patch? Oh, pea patch, bean patch, yeah.
Oh, pea patch, patches.
Is that bigger or smaller than a lot?
Well, you can have big or you can have small. Just whichever you want.
Okay, but is a patch usually smaller than a lot?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, this is the kind of fence that is a wooden fence and you might have it around your yard. It either goes up like this.
Plank fence.
Plank fence?
Mm-hmm.
What did that look like?
Just little narrow planks, you know, and just going about that wide and then great long, just going up. Like about four or five. High, you know, plank.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you don't see many, but they're pretty.
Did they come up to a point?
They just go around, you know, kind of in a square.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, a fence, you get that post, you know, and go on around a field or anything that way.
I mean, did the top of these planks come up in sort of a V-shape?
No, they just come up straight. Top.
Okay.
Top, bottom and top, straight.
Okay. What about a kind of wire fence that you might have around a field now?
You can have a wire fence or you can have electric fence.
What about that kind of wire that will...
Net wire, you talking about?
No, that kind of will snag your clothes on.
That's barbed wire.
Okay. And if you were setting up a barbed wire fence, you'd have to dig holes for the...
Post.
Okay. What would you use to dig these holes?
You can dig them with a hole digger, or you can get trying to dig them with, you know, electric thing, post digger.
Okay. Do you ever hear a kind of a fence made out of wood that would go like this?
You're talking about a rail fence?
Yeah.
I've seen them, ninja. But you don't hardly ever see one more. They had rail fence when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know all about them. Climbed up on a minion.
Okay, did you ever see a fence or a wall made out of loose stone or rock?